The trajectory of the U.S. economy could be decided this week. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore. David Brancaccio is on assignment. The Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting tomorrow on interest rates. It's expected to raise rates again this week as it continues its battle against inflation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The Fed has been steadily raising interest rates since last spring, making it more expensive for consumers and businesses to borrow and spend in an effort to cool the economy and beat back inflation. But inflation has remained stubbornly high. Just last week, the Labor Department reported that consumer prices in August were 8.3% higher than the same time last year. President Biden was asked about that in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. He pointed out that August inflation was up just a fraction of a percent from July.
We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even. And in the meantime, we created all these jobs and prices have gone up, but they've come down for energy.
The Fed is still expected to raise interest rates 0.75 percentage point on Wednesday. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
During the early years of the pandemic, U.S. consumers dramatically increased their purchases of all kinds of goods. That rising tide of buying raised the profile of something that's been with American consumerism since at least the 50s, buy now, pay later. So if you see something along the lines of four easy payments to pay for a dishwasher or something, that is usually also buy now, pay later. They are, in effect, loans, and there are firms that specialize in offering them. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says there was a tenfold increase in the use of buy now, pay later loans in 2 years. And they could soon face stricter rules. The CFPB argues the services are financially risky for consumers and should be regulated more like credit card companies. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
There are rules about how credit card companies vet borrowers' creditworthiness and disclose terms. In the buy now, pay later space,
it's a little bit more a Wild West in style.
Cliff Robb is a professor of consumer science at the University of Wisconsin. He says these payment plans offered at the point of sale make borrowing quick and easy, but the consequences for missed payments aren't always clear, and they vary from company to company.
You really have to be more savvy as a consumer
to avoid late fees or tanking your credit score. Sheridan Trent with the Strawhecker Group says future regulations might add some friction to the process.
You might have to do a credit check. Maybe you have to submit some documentation. Maybe instead of releasing the funds instantly, they wait a couple of days.
According to the CFPB's report, 73% of customers were approved for these loans in 2021, and over 10% of borrowers were charged at least one late fee. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is closed for the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.9% range, with the Dow future down 267 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 3.451%. Unemployment claims peaked for the year in August and have slowly been coming down this past month or so. But layoffs at big companies, particularly in tech, are still making headlines. Last Wednesday, communication platform Twilio announced it was shedding 11% of its workforce. But CEO Jeff Lawson said in a letter to employees the layoffs would be carried out through an anti-racist, anti-oppression lens in order to avoid pronounced impacts on what he calls marginalized groups. So what are anti-racist layoffs? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
We don't know exactly what Twilio meant with that phrase. The company didn't respond to a request for comment. But job cuts do affect some groups more than others, says Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute.
We know that the Black unemployment rate is typically double the white unemployment rate.
And we see that it rises faster, rises sooner, rises higher.
She says this disparity raises questions about how companies conduct layoffs. One factor could be unconscious bias, says Sarah Kaplan at the University of Toronto.
it could be that managers, even if they're not consciously doing it, they're just thinking, who's the better team player? Who's the better fit? And for them, it's going to be someone who's like them.
And she says even strategies intended to be neutral can be anything but.
We're just going to lay off the most recently hired people. We're just going to lay off the part-time workers. We're just going to lay off the people with lower performance evaluations.
In industries like tech that have only recently begun to diversify, newer hires are more likely to be women or people of color, and they often face greater scrutiny on the job, says Kate Bond at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
And so, yes, maybe you're the last hired, but the fact that you maybe have shorter tenure within your job is reflecting these other structural biases across the labor market.
To break these patterns, employers have to recognize them, says Joseph Ifyebu, founder and CEO of HR analytics firm Equitable. He says companies committed to diversity, equity, and inclusion in hiring need to be as intentional when they let people go.
Because if you run that analysis and then it's like 90% women, or it's like 90% people of color. It's like, okay, well, what's happening here? Why is this?
Addressing that question is also important legally, says employment attorney Krista Mitzel, because by law, employers can't hire or fire based on age, gender, race, or ethnicity.
If all white men were being laid off, that would also be discriminatory.
Mitzel says the aim is not to shift disproportionate effects to any group, but to make sure cuts, in the unfortunate event they have to be made, happen evenly throughout the workforce. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.